From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. North Korea says it had nothing to do with the cyber attack against Sony Pictures and that an investigation will prove it. It's proposing a joint investigation and says the U.S. will face grave consequences if it doesn't participate. During his year-end news conference, President Obama blamed the North for the attack and pledged a proportional response.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
Obama also criticized Sony Pictures for pulling the film at the heart of the controversy, but as NPR's Mandalito Barco reports, Sony Pictures CEO is defending his studio.
Sony CEO Michael Lynton told NPR the studio pulled the release of the interview after major movie theater chains announced they would not screen it. Hackers who broke into the studio's computer system had warned of a 9/11-style attack on moviegoers. But Lynton denied Sony had given in to blackmail.
We did not capitulate. We very much wanted to keep the picture in release. When the movie theaters decided that they could not put our movie in their theaters, we had no choice at that point.
Lynton says Sony immediately began looking for other platforms to release the screwball comedy.
We don't have any takers, neither on the video demand side nor on the e-commerce side.
Nor, he said, on Sony's own PlayStation network. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Cuban-American groups opposed to President Obama's shift on Cuba are planning to protest today in Miami. More than two dozen exile groups are listed as participating, but organizers have given no estimates on how many people are expected. NPR's Kerry Kahn, meanwhile, is in Havana, the Cuban capital, where many people are optimistic.
Just what that change people are hoping for depends on who you talk to. 58-year-old engineer Elder Montero says he's happy for improved relations, but he has reservations.
Todo lo que venga de ello, que no sea forzado.
It's all going to be good what the U.S. brings to Cuba as long as it's not forced on us. Montero says the two countries' politics are different and should stay that way. But Dalia Esteves, a state chemist, says real change won't come until the U.S. lifts the embargo. The government justifies everything they do because of the blockade, she says. Let's see what happens when that excuse is gone. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Havana.
The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for gay marriages to begin next month in Florida. The court has declined to extend a stay sought by Florida officials defending the state's ban, which was ruled unconstitutional in August. Baylor Johnson is a spokesman for the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
What this means is that the state's last-ditch effort to try and keep the federal judge's ruling that struck down the marriage ban from going into effect was rejected by the nation's highest court.
That stay is set to expire on January 5th. This is NPR News. Pakistan's military has stepped up its pursuit of Taliban militants in the country's northwest. The military is targeting their strongholds following this week's school massacre and says security forces killed five militants on the outskirts of Peshawar today. Security has also been stepped up at prisons following yesterday's execution of two militants. The World Food Program warns that 2.5 million people in South Sudan are facing acute hunger next year. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports that malnutrition levels are very high and expected to remain dire in the coming months.
The dry season has begun in South Sudan, so World Food Program spokeswoman Elizabeth Beer says her agency is now pre-positioning food in areas that will become inaccessible once the rainy season returns in a few months' time.
But this operation must go on and continue, and we are calling upon all parties to allow safe access to our staff and to our convoy.
The ongoing fighting between the government and rebels has interrupted the planting and harvesting of crops, causing large and widespread shortages of food. WFP says the hunger crisis in South Sudan is man-made, and it's time for the guns to fall silent. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Polls opened in Liberia today for an election delayed twice by the Ebola outbreak. Liberians are deciding 15 Senate races around the country. Even though transmission of the virus appears to have slowed, critics have questioned whether the vote can be conducted safely. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.